Begin the current daven. Second is even that peiches. We begin the omen beis. We begin the text of the master. Begins with the gemara. Tani learned the brayts of a medmamum. When did we say this? Which text brings about chligis rashi and tesis. And what is the brayts going when it says when did we say this? The gemara said this that you need to have the cesspool for the courtyard. If it doesn't have 4x4, it's only in the summer months, but not in the winter months. So Pesra Kunjas Rashi explains, but Medvam Rum, when did we say the Tzarech Uka, that you need to have the cesspool? That's in the summer months, but in the winter months, you could keep on pouring and you don't have to stop. So the Purusha Tzarech Lem, according to Rashi interpretation, what you have to say is, the Rav Nachman, the Besamach, according to Rav Nachman's version, where he holds that actually in the winter months, if it contains the Uka, Tusa, you could put Tusa. If it contains a Sa, you could put a Sa. In the summer months, Tusa, you can do Tusa. Asar, you can't do anything. So therefore, according to him, you can't explain that in the winter months, you don't need to have the cesspool at all, because according to him, you have to have it even during the winter months. So Hacha Birusha, what you have to say is like this. When do we say, what? Shetzach Uka shall sign that you have to have the cesspool of Tusa. And if you don't have it, then you can't use even that of a Sa. Oh, that's specifically in the summer months of Mesek Shem. But in the winter months, when you only need a Sa, ain't Tzach Uka shall sign, then you don't need to have a Uka of Tusa. But you need to have a cesspool that could contain a saw even during the winter months. And this that we say that you could keep a pouring, you don't have to stop, it doesn't mean without a limit. Rather, but according to the measurement that you need, that's how much you can keep on doing. But some of the Rashi shortly explains the same idea. But then it's bothered. Why didn't the Gemara bring this Bryson previously? On the Mishnah regarding the cesspool, in other words, why is the Gemara saying it only after the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov regarding the covered gutter? Why doesn't it say in relation to the law of the Mishnah, which is what is coming to qualify? And that says Taisim Mishum the boy like Shuyala, because the Gemara wants to ask on the reasoning that we permit in the winter months the Masnit and the Biv from the Mishnah regarding the halacha of the gutter. As the Gemara asks, I with the Shaifchin, that's Abaye's question with the wastewater, which is the wastewater of the gutter. And therefore it's said over here, but really, yeah, it's qualifying the halacha of the Mishnah. Now, Rabbeinu Tam Mefarsh, he actually explains, not like Rashi. He says that this halacha of the Brice is not qualifying the halacha of the Uka. Rather, the Amasnitin, it's going on the Mishnah regarding what the Chum said, that even if it's a roof or a quarter that's 100 amas long, the Leishpach Alabib, that you're not allowed to pour it onto the gutter directly, that's what kind of Brice is. That's what the Brice is going on. And saying that in the winter months, you're allowed to pour it even onto the gutter. And that's what Rabbi is saying, that the reason why it's permitted is because in the winter months, people are not particular about their courtyard. And that's what the Abaye asks, Bahad the Kamara, and this that Abaye says to Rabbi, Bahari Sheifchin, but what's with the wastewater? Klem, what that means to say is Bahari Biv, but the gutter which normally you pour out the wastewater. A person not particular that it's dear, and still the safe of the Mishnah says, according to Chamin, I'll pour it out through the gutter of the Garcinan. And therefore, then the text of what Rabbi responded to Abaye on this question is, what should we be concerned for this? In other words, then the courtyard, why should we be concerned? If it's ruining the courtyard, it's already ruined. And if what people are going to say, but the gutters are always flowing, as the Gemara says. Meaning, but not like some texts that have the girsa elohasam rather over there, because that would sound like that we're retracting what we said regarding that the winter months a person not particular. That's not the case, because Rav is not retracting. So Tzitz brought that according to Rashi, the brayse that differentiates between the summer and the winter is going on the halacha of the Uka, of the cesspool, according to Ben Tam, is going by the words of the Chacham of the Mishnah that they say that even a roof or a courtyard 100 amas long and I'll pour into the gutter. Now he said, but in the winter months, one is permitted. The next test, the Masla, begins with the Gemara, Marzik Sasayim, if it contains Tusa. Then you can put in Tusa. Tzitz explains that this we're saying you put in Tusa is not so precise. And Rav Nachman said in the Gemara, in the winter months, if the Uka contains Tusa, you can put in Tusa. Contains a Sa, you can put in a Sa. Tzitz explains, just was saying that if it contains Tusa, you can put in Tusa. Lav Davka Sasayim. Doesn't mean specifically Tusa. Because the truth is, Elafel Kuraim. Truth is, you could even put in two kor's worth, which is 60 Sa. And the reason for that is, because if that wouldn't be the case, then there wouldn't be any difference between if it contains two saw or saw, because then you'd just be saying the same idea. Whatever its maximum capacity is, that's how much you can put in. So then they should have just said, this halacha that you put in kefimi dasai. Rather, obviously, that the halacha is that the sasayim is more lenient. You can put in as much as you want, even more than sasayim. It's just by the saw one, then you can only put in the saw. But as Abaye said, the truth is, that in the one of the sasayim, the winter months, you can put in even karayim, even much more than sasayim.